Ninth grade biology. Readings for Tuesday, May 5th. Chapter 18, pages 365 to 369. Page 365, starting under the heading The Niche. Species do not use or occupy all parts of their habitat at once. The specific role or way of life of a species within its environment is its niche. The niche includes the range of conditions that the species can tolerate, the resources it uses, the methods by which it obtains resources, the number of offspring it has, its time of reproduction, and all other interactions with its environment. Parts of a lion's niche are shown in Figure 18-6. Generalists are species with broad niches. They can tolerate a range of conditions and use a variety of resources. An example of a generalist is the Virginia possum, found across much of the United States. The possum feeds on almost anything from eggs and dead animals to fruits and plants. In contrast, species that have narrow niches are called specialists. An example is the koala of Australia, which feeds only on the leaves of a few species of eucalyptus trees. Some species have more than one niche within a lifetime. For example, caterpillars eat the leaves of plants, but as adult butterflies, they feed on nectar. Page 366. Energy transfer. All organisms need energy to carry out essential functions such as growth, movement, maintenance and repair, and reproduction. In an ecosystem, energy flows from the sun to autotrophs, then to organisms that eat the autotrophs, and then to organisms that feed on other organisms. The amount of energy an ecosystem receives and the amount that is transferred from organism to organism affect the ecosystem's structure. Producers. Autotrophs, which include plants and some kinds of protists and bacteria, manufacture their own food. Because autotrophs capture energy and use it to make organic molecules, they are called producers. Recall that organic molecules are molecules that contain carbon. Most producers are photosynthetic, so they use solar energy to power the production of food. However, some autotrophic bacteria do not use sunlight as an energy source. These bacteria carry out chemosynthesis, in which they use energy stored in inorganic molecules to produce carbohydrates. In terrestrial ecosystems, plants are usually the major producers. In aquatic ecosystems, photosynthetic protists and bacteria are usually the major producers. Measuring productivity. Gross primary productivity is the rate at which producers in an ecosystem capture the energy of sunlight by producing organic compounds. Photosynthetic producers use energy and carbon dioxide to make sugar, an energy-rich organic molecule. Some of the sugar is used for cellular respiration, some is used for maintenance and repair, and some is used for making new organic material through either growth or reproduction. Ecologists refer to the organic material that has been produced in an ecosystem as biomass. Producers add biomass to an ecosystem by making organic molecules. Only energy stored as biomass is available to other organisms in the ecosystem. Ecologists often measure the rate at which biomass accumulates, called the net primary productivity. Net primary productivity is typically expressed in units of energy per unit area per year, or in units of dry organic mass per unit area per year. Net primary productivity equals gross primary productivity minus the rate of respiration in producers. Page 367. Figure 18-7 shows that net primary productivity can vary greatly between ecosystems. For example, the average net primary productivity in a tropical rainforest is 25 times greater than the rate in a desert of the same size. Although rainforests occupy only about 5% of Earth's surface, they account for almost 30% of the world's net primary productivity. Variations in three factors, light, temperature, and precipitation, account for most of the variation in productivity among terrestrial ecosystems. An increase in any of these variables usually leads to a productivity increase. In aquatic ecosystems, productivity is usually determined by only two factors, light and the availability of nutrients. Consumers. All animals, most protists, all fungi, and many bacteria are heterotrophs. Unlike autotrophs, heterotrophs cannot manufacture their own food. Instead, they get energy by eating other organisms or organic wastes. Ecologically speaking, heterotrophs are consumers. They obtain energy by consuming organic molecules made by other organisms. Consumers can be grouped according to the type of food they eat. Herbivores eat producers. An antelope that eats grass is a herbivore. Carnivores eat other consumers. Lions, cobras, and praying mantises are examples of carnivores. Omnivores eat both producers and consumers. The grizzly bear, whose diet ranges from berries to salmon, is an omnivore.